All right. What's up, guys? This is The Organic Guy, and welcome to Organic View, which is your weekly segment that keeps you up to date on what's happening in the organic sector. It's a segment that helps us look at the stories and headlines from an organic perspective, really. And on this week, we get to go through perhaps one of the best and biggest headlines, in my opinion, in 2020. And that's on the fact that the global iconic clothing brand Superdry went into a partnership with a football icon in his own rights, Neymar Jr., who is the Brazilian, and the Paris Saint-Germain forward, which was great news that didn't get a lot of coverage in the news. And I wonder why, man. I mean, but we can sort of give it a break, because 2020 was hectic here, a lot of things to deal with. But it was very, very important that we bring this particular headline into the mainstream. And it was a great, great win, especially for the organic sector. And if we were to narrow down, really, for the organic fashion industry, which hasn't been getting a lot of limelight as much as it should, especially if you're trying to compare it with the organic food industry, which gets a lot of attention, but the organic clothing industry doesn't get a lot of attention as it should. And I must admit, I'm one of those guys who doesn't do so as well. So this week's headline comes from the industry.fashion, and it reads: Superdry signs Neymar Jr. to front organic cotton underwear collection. And the story is by Tom Bottomley. It was written on the 17th of December 2020. So the story itself reads: Brazil and Paris Saint-Germain football star Neymar signed a three-year global deal with Superdry to front its new 100% organic underwear and sleepwear collection, championing the brand's sustainable vision for the future of fashion. Neymar Jr. has a massive global social media audience with over 143 million followers on Instagram alone. So the attraction for Superdry signing such a global superstar is, of course, very, very clear. Superdry has pledged to become a 100% organic cotton brand by 2030 and is currently supporting 400 farmers in India in its transition to organic farming as part of the brand's Grow Future Thinking initiative. In relationship with Neymar, most commonly, of course, referred as Neymar, but most people don't actually know it's Neymar Jr., will see Superdry commitment supporting a cause close to the footballer's heart, the Instituto Projeto Neymar Jr., based on Jardim Gloria neighborhood in Praia Grande, where Neymar grew up. Currently, the nonprofit association has over 2,000 children registered. It works to expand opportunities for children, adolescents, and their family who live in a situation of social vulnerability through education, culture, sport, and health. The agreement with Neymar Jr. is a further step in the revival of Superdry under the brand's co-founder, Julian Dunkerton, who was confirmed the president and CEO of the business only yesterday following his return last year. Dunkerton said Neymar's passion for creating positive change through Instituto Projeto Neymar Jr. aligns with our goals to produce the most sustainable product while protecting our planet and supporting our people in all that we do. Superdry will do the right thing to drive progressive change in our global communities, leaving a positive environmental legacy for the future generation through one of the many exciting initiatives we have planned. Superdry also pledged an annual donation to support Neymar's cause in helping to change the lives of young people in Brazil, channeled through sustainable style and helping to protect our planet and our people. On signing, Neymar commented, "When we talk about clothes, whatever their type, the first thing we want is comfort. It's no different with underwear and sleepwear. When you add sustainability to both, Superdry is unquestionably the best one ever found. I'm very happy with the development and potential of this partnership." Superdry creative director Phil Dixon added, "Neymar Jr. has a unique style on and off the pitch. We love his approach to life, and his creativity fits perfectly with our brand value of embodying the spirit of adventure. We're already making an amazing underwear, and our aim is to make it even better. They are a super comfortable organic cotton fabric using recycled poly waistbands, which makes them 100% sustainable and responsibly sourced. So, ladies and gentlemen, what a story. This is perhaps one of the biggest brands coming together. And I'm saying brands because Neymar himself is a person, is a brand on his own rights, right? He brings a lot of to the table. I don't have to say that, but probably you do know that. He does bring a lot to the table to Superdry's brand as well. And if we were to compare between these two brands, who got the upper hand, I will have to go with Superdry really got a upper hand in this particular partnership. They did get a lot of leverage in this particular partnership. And I say this because when I look at the numbers in terms of the footballers following, especially on social media, is massive. And he only comes second to perhaps the GOAT himself, the greatest of all time, the footballer's greatest of all time. That's Cristiano Ronaldo, who, you know, by his own rights, brand by himself, he has his own clothing brand. And I'm just taking the step of Superdry, really, when they're sitting in that particular boardroom and trying to look for people who they can partner with. And on top of that list could be Cristiano Ronaldo, but when you look at what he has and some of the initiatives that he has by himself, it's really hard to have him to front your particular brand, right? But if you look at the other person who could be in that list of a partnership, Neymar comes in close second, really. Although in terms of footballing terms, you could argue that list could be Cristiano Ronaldo, Lionel Messi, and then Neymar. But in terms of brand, looking for a person who can present your brand out there into the masses, Neymar is definitely comes in a second that particular list. And the numbers tell us so. When you look at the overall number of followers that footballers in general have, Cristiano Ronaldo, of course, tops that particular list. He boasts 418 million total followers across social media. When you look at Facebook, for example, he has 122 million Facebook likes. That is 20 million ahead of anyone else, right? And when you look at Neymar's numbers, they are actually pretty impressive as well. He boasts over 243 million followers across social media. And on Instagram alone, he has over 137 million Instagram followers. That is more than Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. So in terms of, you know, sitting there as a board on that particular boardroom and learning to look for people who you can be able to partner with and put your brand out there, Neymar definitely comes into that particular list. And especially if you're trying to have a global scale, if you look football itself, really, it's a global sport, right? So if you look at North America, football may not be at the top of that list, but it's very well spread out. South America, there's no better sport to talk about. Africa, there's no better sport to talk about than football. Europe, the same thing. Asia might not be at the top, but it's definitely somewhere into the top of the list. So in terms of trying to gauge and reach a wider audience, football is one of those avenue that you could easily use. And being able to capture the second most followed person on social media is a massive catch, in my opinion. But why is Superdry actually even interested in organic cotton in the first place? And for us to better understand this, we have to look what are the advantages of organic cotton, right? Compared to conventional. Obviously, these guys have looked at some of the research that is out there, and they have come to a great conclusion that yes, it is actually worth to switch into organic. And they've probably seen some of the feedback they're getting from customers as well. But when you look at the strategic point of view, and what are some of the things that this particular brand will be able to get from organic and its investment into it, the first thing that comes to mind, of course, is reducing the environmental footprint. I found this particular points very well laid out by about organiccotton.org. Very, very well put together. First thing that this particular brand is looking at is to reduce its environmental footprint. And it's no secret that growing your products using organic methods means that you are completely avoiding the use of toxic chemicals, for example. And one of the things that have been on top of mind, especially for the recent years, is about the care of the soil. Growing your cotton using organic method means that it doesn't damage the soil. It has less impact on air and uses 88% less water and 62% less energy compared to their conventional counterparts. That is massive numbers throughout there, and it's actually worth switch into organic as well. On the other hand, conventional cotton uses about 16% of the world's insecticides. Huge numbers, considering that's just one crop, ladies and gentlemen. 16% of the total gallons of millions that are being poured into our soils goes into cotton alone. That makes a cause for concern, in my opinion. 7% of the pesticides used in agriculture used on cotton alone. So if you look at those numbers, the option of going to organic really should be straightforward, right? And the second thing that this particular brand is also looking at is the impact that it has on our food system as well. Organic cotton is not only used for fiber, ladies and gentlemen, despite some of the things that a lot of people flout out there. You know what? There is no need to worry about GM cotton. Why? Because we're just growing for fiber. But that's not the case. Organic cotton is used in other areas. Organic seed cotton, for example, is used on your products. Okay, cotton seed oil is used in a variety of products such as cookies, chips, and vegetable oils. Also, it's also fed to livestock. When the oil has been removed, guess what? The cotton cakes are fed to livestock. So in one way or another, these particular products end up on your plate. So while cotton fiber is not something we put into our bodies, the byproducts definitely make into our diets in one way or another. The other thing is about promoting the safety of the work and better livelihood for the people who are actually working on these farms. Growing cotton keeps farmers and their families safe. They are not exposed to toxic chemicals that are, you know, poured in the field in the first place, and also keeps their food and water supply clean. It also means that farmers can grow more than one crop, which supplements their food and income. So if you're growing large fields of GMO cotton, guess what? You're not being able to grow any other crop. That means that your resources are really, really going to waste in the first place, right? That means that the amount of nitrogen that you pour into the soil, if it's not taken up by cotton, means going to be waste. It's going to be flooded up into the air. But on the other hand, you can grow one or two types of other crops. That means that the nitrogen that is not taken up by the cotton can also be used by other plants as well. So making the system very, very efficient. So if you're looking at all things from a holistic point of view and trying to connect the dots, how can we work together and just not be wasteful? Organic wins hands down. But the other thing that is really, really impressive about Superdry themselves as corporate is their dedication, and that they've laid out this particular point very well on their website, and that's their dedication of trying to be 100% organic cotton by 2030. I must say, by the face of it, by itself, it's a daunting, okay? It's a daunting task, but obviously it seems like they have looked at some of the facts and they've looked some of the research and they've seen that this is actually possible. And they say that by 2030, they want to go 100% super dry cotton. In 2020, they say they reached 19% of all their conversion, especially in underwear, socks, orange label t-shirts, polos, sleepwears, also went to organic. And They say they're very, very proud that having converted almost a fifth of their cotton volume to date, they are entering the next phase of rollout and plan to continue in this approach on achieving against their annual targets of 2030. So definitely, it looks like they are in the right direction, and some of the things and some of the plans that they have put in place so far, they have been able to smash those targets. So for me, it's all the best, and I think they have found my new customer in the process. I have not been putting a lot of time into organic cotton and organic fiber and into what I wear. I've been mostly looking at organic food products on what I put into my body. And it looks like from this particular conversation, my insights are also going to be very much looking into what I wear also as a fashion, and what I wear is actually from an organic source, which makes a lot of sense moving forward. And they go hard to say that all suppliers producing organic cotton products are certified to either the Global Organic Textile Standard or the Organic Content Standard. This verifies, of course, the presence of organic cotton. And as of December 2020, 25% of our total base GOT certified, with an additional 8% OCS certified. They say that they are committed to switching a minimum of one complete category to organic cotton per year between 2020 and 2030 in order to ensure that they reach their targets. So, very, very straightforward, very powerful commitment as well of trying to be 100% organic by 2030. I think that is a noble cause. And we have to be able to applaud when corporates and companies make such a kind of moves. Not easy to do that, but obviously they've looked at the figures, they've looked at the research, and they have come to the conclusion that the best path to do this is to actually go organic. But you as a consumer, of course, one thing that you want to see, despite that this partnership, you want to see that the products they're actually coming out, they're actually good products, right? They actually look good on you in the first place. You don't want to buy something crappy that doesn't look good just because it's organic, right? And the second thing you want to do is, what is the price range? Okay, will I be able to pay 100% more on a product that I can get way, way lesser on the other end? So from a fashion point of view, those are the two main things you'll be looking at, right? Is the product I'm buying actually going to look good on me? And is it going to cost me a lot more money to have the same product where I can get it somewhere else? So, for example, this is on a personal website. And as you can see, they have got very, very good collection of products. So I'm in the men's section right now. And as you can see, that T-shirt is about 25 euros per T-shirt. And if you compare with other products, it's a very, very good price range. All right. And how about the long sleeve, for example? And if you look at the organic cotton standard label hoodie, goes about 90 euros, very much comparable to the conventional hoodies as well. How about the joggers? Joggers also go for 90 euros. Okay. Label hoodies go for 90 euros as well. How about the long sleeve top? Goes for about 40 euros, very, very comparable price, and they actually look good. Okay, it's not like this kind of styling someone has to put a gun on your head in order to wear them. This is a product that if I wake up in the morning, I will be very, very comfortable to wear because they actually look good. Okay, how about their designs? For example, the organic cotton engineer top goes for about 40 euros, right? How about the Henley top, which is probably one of my favorite designs, which I can wear them all day. I just need to have different colors, and then every single day that I wake up, I can just wear them and go forward. Goes for about 50 euros. Very, very comparable price range if you ask me. But it's one way to say that. But how do they actually compare with other products? You look at the polo t-shirts, for example, organic polo t-shirt goes for 50 euros, very, very comparable price as well, right? And as you all can see, they look absolutely amazing. They look, this is something that I can be able to comfortably buy and use it, use it myself. So it's not just about supporting organic, but you want to be able to wear something that is organic and something that you can afford. So I was talking about how does it compare with other products. So this is just a general, if you just walk into their store, this is what you'll find, okay? So for example, you have this particular t-shirt, the Organic Cottage Vintage Logo Primary t-shirt, which goes for 35 euros. You have the same t-shirt, the Everest t-shirt, which is for conventional. It also goes for 35 euros. Same price range. One is organic, one is conventional. Which one are you going to go for? Look at the design as well. Very much going for organic all day. As a result of the design itself, and as a result of my bias for organic, for example. How about we compare these particular two t-shirts, okay? Organic vintage embroiled t-shirt, which is, of course, organic, goes for 25 euros. The other t-shirt, vintage logo embroiled t-shirt, man, in terms of design, I like to go for minimal kind of designs. And in this case, just because of the design itself and the pricing, I am gonna go for organic as well. So you can see, this is not, you know, just about making you feel about doing good for the environment, which is a noble cause, of course, for example, but it's actually something that looks good on you and it's something that you can afford to buy, which is what most consumers will be looking for. And this particular partnership between Neymar and Superdry brings those two things together, okay? Brings that awareness that, yes, the design themselves are actually good, but as well, it's something that you can be able to afford. I think Neymar also mentioned this particular statement in his interview. He said, you just don't want something that, you want something that is comfortable, but if you had sustainability into it, it makes things a little bit even better. So it's not just a matter of having something organic, something that actually looks good in the first place and is actually affordable. Same goes to the food. You don't want to eat something crap, okay, just because it's organic. You want to eat something that actually tastes good and it's organic, right? So these two things have been combined in this particular conversation. Superdry is not the only brand that is doing this. Gap, for example, has committed to organic as well. So they actually have an organic collection for kids. As you can see here, they have an organic collection for kids. Okay, so if you want to support, you know, if you want to buy organic products for your kids, for example, you can easily find them with the Gap themselves. And you can see the price range is actually also very, very appealing. It goes for 17 euros, for example, 14 euros, 18 euros for a baby product, very, very affordable. You can as well argue. Adidas also has an organic collection. So big brands are seeing something that most people are not seeing yet. That is not possible. They do know something. They have been shown something in their boardrooms and they said, you know what, this is something that worth looking into. For example, their joggers goes for 60 euros. Superdry, we saw on the other side, can went up to 90 euros. You see there a little bit of competition putting into spotlight, which one are you more comfortable going for? Superdry for 90, Adidas for 60. Very, very much up to you to try and consider which looks good on you as well. How about the hoodie? Hoodie goes for 70 euros. Very, very affordable, comparable to other products as well. T-shirt for 23 euros. Okay, very comparable with Superdry, which went for 24 euros, sometimes to 34 euros. So it depends on what kind of design do you like and what is the price range, for example. Well, guess what? Nike has also huge interest in organic as well. And from their website, they actually say that they have been involved in the organic sector since 1998. They have been involved in sourcing organic cotton products way back in 1998. And In 2002, Nike became a founding member of Organic Exchange. Okay, so you can see these guys do see something in organic, and it's not just the small brands, it's the big brands also embracing this particular convention, this particular convergence for organic as well. We cannot finish to talk about this particular topic without mentioning of Patagonia, right? They have been the leaders, they've been the true leaders of organic fashion from way years. And if you look at their history, they have been sort of involved in organic fashion since 1996. Okay, Patagonia first started using exclusively 100% organic cotton in 1996. Later, they also began using recycled cotton, cotton in conversion, and now they're sort of piloting the regenerative organic certified pilot cotton. So very, very much Patagonia, when you're talking about organic cotton, you have to put them on the list. They have been doing an amazing, amazing project, either through supporting projects that are for regenerative and organic farming as well, or through their short films, for example, they have done in support for organic cotton throughout the years and trying to create awareness. So you can see here Superdry sort of saw the trend that has been going, and they had to jump it. They had to jump in one way or another, and they did so with a bang of signing Neymar Jr. into their brand as well. So that is going to, of course, create a lot of buzz as well and make people look into the product, which will be a win-win for both parties, and especially for the organic sector will be a huge win as well, because now most people will be looking at organic fashion. What are the advantages of actually using organic cotton compared to conventional cotton? And massive, massive kudos to Superdry for their commitment of trying to be 100% organic by 2030. And definitely, without no doubt, they did add at least me as one of their customers who have never bought their product before, but would definitely be on the lines of buying their product as well. So ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of things to talk about, but in this particular conversation, I hope you can see how the organic sector is really, really gaining momentum, and it's gaining momentum very, very fast. And the last thing I want you to do is not to be on the hold as well. So till the next one, ladies and gentlemen, remember to be organic. Cheers.